Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, let's say good morning to St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantile. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
The annual health assessment is something that you folks have been doing for many years, really basically looking at the overall health of St. Clair County, and that's coming out again, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, the community health needs assessment is a very comprehensive assessment of our health, primary data that we collect from the field by random calls, as well as what we call secondary data, so pre-existing data from databases. We put this together every 5 years, and we last did it in 2017, so this will be a very interesting look to see how COVID has impacted our health, and we've included some COVID concerns, how it's impacted you, do you feel like mitigation strategies are helpful and effective, et cetera, as well as doing something new called adverse childhood experiences called ACEs scores. Briefly, trauma in childhood has a profound impact on our health as adults. And what we've learned through pretty vigorous studies in the last several decades is that the more trauma you have accumulated in your childhood, the greater your health risks. And so it is becoming an important tool to look upstream and figure out which individuals or groups of people really would benefit most from the support and help needed. Of course, just having trauma isn't a guarantee that you're going to have health issues, but it's certainly a risk factor that we want to address and prevent cumulative trauma. You know, like it's a dose effect issue. So a single trauma, a couple traumas. I mean, everybody has trauma, right? COVID was a trauma.
Sure.
So we need to think about this. And then the more you add to it, domestic violence, substance abuse, all kinds of things like that, you end up adding to your risk. And so we felt this was an important idea to get inserted into our health assessments. This entire assessment will be put on our website as soon as we have the final report from our consultant, which should be no later than the end of this month. It should be sooner. So we'll be talking a lot about that as we move forward. And I'm excited and eager to get started with the discussion about not just what's wrong, but what can we do together collaboratively with all of our community partners to make this better, to improve on it.
Yeah, that's interesting. And what an interesting idea, the fact that trauma can create health problems, not just when the trauma occurs, but really far down the road.
No, years later.
Yeah.
And what the science tells us is trauma, particularly in childhood, kind of changes neurological structures. And we live with that. I mean, unfortunately, you can't just erase these things. And so there's primary prevention, trying to prevent the trauma, but there's also secondary prevention of once you understand it's there, providing care that will improve people's risks, improve their odds of staying healthy. And that's everything from community supportive services to individual support. And a simple tool, and this sounds crazy, but it's been very well demonstrated, is just having people in your life that you can rely on.
Mm.
It's a simple but profound idea that has been shown to really impact how well people do after trauma. Just not even people in family that love you, although having loving, supportive structures, but just a couple of people that you can turn to when things aren't working out really well. Two or more people you can rely on. And so these are things I think communities can rally behind and improve, right? I mean, these are things that you don't need a professional to support somebody else, right? And so I do think these are intriguing concepts that we should be building into the fabric of who we are.
Yeah.
And I think in the long run, that makes a big, big difference in health outcomes.
Yeah, there is a real connection between mental and emotional well-being and physical well-being, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for bringing that, because it's not just ACEs or trauma and mental health issues. It is trauma and physical health issues, long-term outcomes like just cancer and heart disease and mortality rates, people who will die more often from these with higher trauma scores. So it's a great component, I think, of our health assessment. Of course, we have lots of information there about chronic disease and, you know, behaviors, smoking and obesity. And needless to say, it's probably no great surprise, but all of those indicators have worsened from COVID. So we have some work to do, and it is not just about healthcare access. You know, many studies have indicated that healthcare delivery is only responsible for about 20% of our health. The rest of it, think about that, anywhere from 60 to 80% of our health is dependent on our environment, what we call social determinants of health. It is the schools, it is our neighborhoods, it is the people around us. And so these things need to be addressed. They need to be talked about along with, how are our doctors doing? How are our dentists doing? Do we have enough psychiatrists? And those are all important questions, but the full picture needs to be discussed, which is why when we do our health improvement plan, we don't just invite the hospitals and the doctors to the table. We invite community leaders that are involved with housing and nutrition and, you know, street development, you know, neighborhood development. These are all really important factors.
Yeah, definitely paints a big picture. Want to talk a little bit about COVID, where we are right now,
yep.
Seeing some spikes in some schools, not locally, but in parts of Michigan, Wayne, Washtenaw, Monroe, Genesee counties, all beginning to see some outbreaks. Where are we at right now locally, and where do you think we're heading?
We're going up along with everybody else. It is a slow curve. The modeling would suggest we're not going to spike the way we did in January with the original Omicron, but we're going to go up and plateau hopefully sometime soon over the next few weeks, and then probably stay there and come down slowly again. So you and I, and we all know people who are getting COVID right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The good news is most people who've been, particularly people who've been immunized, who've had previous exposure or infection, whether they know it or not, they're having milder illness. And what we're not really seeing yet is an increase in hospitalizations, which is really going to take our risk level, our community risk level that the CDC is reporting, from low to medium to high. That really rests not just on cases, but how those cases are impacting health. Like who's getting really sick? Who needs health care? You know, are we having changes in our hospitalization rates? And I'm knock on wood, so far we're not seeing that in many places. However, if you look throughout the country, you are seeing those types of events in the Northeast and a few spots in the Midwest, which tells us we can't let our guard down.
Yeah.
This is still really important. If you're sick, you need to stay home. I guess I'll go back. If you're sick, test yourself. I mean, we have a lot of viral infections right now. It's spring, and we always see a lot of colds and stuff now. We're still seeing a fair amount of flu as well. So you do need to test, but if you test positive, please don't go out until you feel better. It is still 10 days fully that we want people to protect themselves from other people, 5 days at home, and the following 5 days if you're feeling better with a well-fitted mask. You know, it's just, we have to work together to keep this under control. And I think we're getting into that space where people clearly have to be responsible for themselves. I think we've all kind of reached that point where no one's going to knock at your door and say, you have COVID, you have to do X, Y, and Z. This is a personal responsibility thing. And it's very important for your friends, family, and neighbors.
Yep. Got to take care of ourselves and each other. Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Annette, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Paul. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.